In this bulletin, Sydney's Avalon virus cluster total reaches 129. A call for an inquiry into Australia's response to the pandemic. And the International Cricket Council names Elise Perry as the best player of the decade. For the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. New South Wales has recorded another three cases of COVID-19 that are directly linked to the Avalon cluster on the northern beaches. All three people had already been in isolation when they tested positive. The cases bring the Avalon cluster total to 129. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there are also a couple of additional cases that have emerged overnight, including a person who lives in Wollongong but had travelled to Sydney.
Now that we've had a couple of cases come in since 8 p.m, outside of the northern beaches, that's always a cause for concern and validates the advice the health experts have been giving government, in that we want to make sure that we've locked down all those potential chains of transmission which may have been previously missed.
Victoria has gone another day without any new COVID-19 cases. There are seven active cases in the state who are people in quarantine or self-isolation. And former Victorian Premier Jeff Kennett says it would be irresponsible for Australia not to hold a national inquiry into Australia's response to the pandemic. Mr. Kennett told Radio 3AW an inquiry would not be tasked to apportion blame, but would assist future generations by detailing what was learned during the response.
When you have another medical virus or similar occurrence in the future, so that when it arrives, you open up the drawer, you pull out the aid memoir and say, well, this is what they did in 2020. These are the sorts of things we should have in place immediately. This is what we should be doing.
Ambassadors from 27 European Union member states have unanimously approved the post-Brexit trade deal. The deal is likely to become law on the 1st of January, with the British Parliament expected to approve it on Wednesday. British Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says the big arguments over Brexit have now been resolved.
The big political battles over Brexit, I think, are settled now. That means that we can look forward with confidence. And yeah, it's always the case that that governments are making sure that their relations with friends and neighbours are kept in good repair, but the big arguments over Brexit, they're now resolved.
Authorities in England say the country's high COVID-19 infection level is a growing concern as hospitals struggle to cope with rising patient numbers. More than 41,000 new cases and 357 additional deaths have been recorded across the United Kingdom. It's the highest daily case total reported by the British government and the first time it's surpassed 40,000. Infection rates in England are currently highest in parts of London, Essex and other regions in the southeast. And the World Health Organization is calling for more resolve to end the pandemic. Maria von Kerkhove from the WHO says the mutations of the virus, including those seen in South Africa and the UK, can all be controlled with the existing COVID-19 measures, including the rollout of vaccines.
These mutations will continue to happen, and we need even more resolve. I know everyone is tired. I know that, you know, we're all kind of fed up with this and we want this to be over. But this should push us even further to have even more resolve to end this pandemic. Vaccines and vaccinations are coming online. This is another incredibly powerful tool. We cannot lose this battle now.
A judge in the United States has denied bail to Ghislaine Maxwell, saying she could try to flee from charges that she assisted the late financier Jeffrey Epstein in sex trafficking. 59-year-old Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to helping Epstein recruit and groom girls as young as 14 for sex, and not guilty to perjury for denying involvement under oath. To sport, and the International Cricket Council has named Australia's Elise Perry the best women's player of the decade. She has also been honoured with awards for the 2020 and One Day Internationals. Perry scored 4,349 international runs and took 213 wickets as Australia won four 2020 World Cups and a 50-over World Cup in the decade. Former men's captain Steve Smith has been named Test Player of the Decade. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, very hot and mostly sunny today, a high of 39. 25 in Adelaide and partly cloudy. In Melbourne, mostly sunny, a high of 22. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 22 the high there as well. In Canberra, a shower or two, 21 the high. 21 in Wollongong with some showers and a few showers in Sydney too, with a high of 23. In Newcastle, similar conditions, 25 degrees. 31 today in Brisbane and partly cloudy. 32 in Cairns with some showers. And some showers with a possible storm in Darwin with a high of 31. And that's the latest SBS News, Sport and Weather. I'm Alan Lee.